Former West Bengal Chief Minister Jyoti Basu has charged the BJP-led NDA government at the centre with adversely affecting the state's economy by undertaking large-scale disinvestment of public sector units.
70% of the people live in the villages, you see. So that gave us a lot of strength, and people started believing in us. And later on, after 1 or 2 years, we were spending about 50% of our budget through the local governments, the panchayats and the municipalities, after decentralization of powers. So the people's representatives also came, unlike in other times where the landlord's representatives, they captured all these seats. In 1994, I made a statement on the floor of the assembly about repeating or adding some new things to about our industrial policy, and that helped us a lot. Immediately, I remember one figure, 48,000 crores of rupees investments offers came to us, and before I left as the chief minister, I think by then at least 17,000 crores of rupees investments were made, production had started. The others are proceeding, but not so fast, because now another difficulty has arisen, because the central government, this 3.5 years BJP government, BJP-led government, they have decided to close down all public sector undertakings or sell them if they are buyers. So this has adversely affected West Bengal. Within the next 2 years, we have decided to bring in more power units. We are talking to China. They seem to be the cheapest. We talk with the Japanese are there. India government tried to prevent that also. Well, one is this, our weakness, negative thing as far as industries are concerned, because we wanted to do both together, land reforms and industries, and again come on top,
okay,
where we were earlier after independence.
Okay.
But that second part we failed for quite a number of years, as you can calculate now. But we'll come up again, there's no doubt, although difficulties are being created by the present government, closing down of public sector undertakings. Tamil Nadu, and...